This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Harold Hamm runs Continental Resources, one of America's most successful oil companies. It's acquired vast tracts of land in Montana and North Dakota for fracking, and Hamm has gotten the credit for that, along with a pretty handsome pay package. His net worth is estimated to be in the neighborhood of $16 billion. Well, Hamm is getting divorced, and his lawyers have argued Hamm's gotten to where he is because of luck. That's because under Oklahoma law, it's better to be lucky than skilled. Since the judge ruled that Hamm earned his success, he now owes his ex-wife a lot of money. It's the largest divorce settlement in America, almost $1 billion. And as Marketplace's Nova Safo reports, the judge's decision reflects that what Hamm's credited with doing is pretty much what CEOs are supposed to do.
Until the mid-80s, Continental Resources was a natural gas and oil company in Oklahoma. But then it bought up leases in North Dakota and surrounding areas. It's now one of the largest operators in the fracking business.
The record is pretty clear that Continental made a whole series of decisions that were timely and shrewd and courageous.
Joseph Bauer is professor emeritus at Harvard Business School. He taught management there for 51 years. He says when a company changes course, like Continental did, the CEO is the pilot. But still, how much steering does a chief executive do?
I've spent most of my academic career thinking about that very topic.
That's Timothy Quigley of the University of Georgia. Quigley's research shows CEOs account for up to a quarter of a company's success or failure. More important is the trajectory that they put a company on.
If we were to put my mom in charge of Walmart tomorrow, Walmart would probably still outperform Kmart for the foreseeable future. The point is the trajectory that the company is on matters.
So the impact of any one chief executive is pretty limited, he says. And that's in America, where CEOs are more powerful and have more discretion. That's according to Craig Crossland of Notre Dame.
So in high-discretion societies, we're more likely to see big hits and big misses.
Crossland says CEOs in the rest of the world are less empowered.
And the places we tend to see CEOs being given least discretion is in East Asia. So societies like Japan, like South Korea.
And at the end of the day, Crossland says, weak or strong CEOs, it seems to have little impact on the grandest of scales, on a country's competitiveness as a whole. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.